Lord. Good to be in the house of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Everybody excited?
Always.
It's the way to be. Glory to God. God is so good. Some put their coats on, some take them off. Whatever works, be comfortable. If you're cold, the heat's always towards the front. Praise the Lord. We're going to be this morning in Old Testament in the book of Jonah. Hallelujah. So turn with me to the book of Jonah, right after Obadiah, right before Micah. Sandwiched in between. Everybody say amen when you get there.
Amen.
Come still. I hear the pages leaping. Praise the Lord. It's page 1330. I guess that didn't help me any. Just trying to help you. Okay, yeah, we have controversy here.
1292.
Oh my. Okay, and would you stand with me for the reading of God's Word? And we're going to be in Jonah chapter 1, verse 1. Now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah the son of Amittai, saying, Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness is come up before me. But Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord and went down to Joppa, and he found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare thereof and went down into it to go with them unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. Father, we thank you for your word. God, we ask you, Lord God, to open our hearts, open our minds, God. God, just show us what you have for each one of us today, Father, as we look into your word. And Father, we ask you to bless your word in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. So here we have the story of Jonah. And anybody that has gone to Sunday school, Bible school, wherever, from little kids up, they've heard the story about Jonah and the whale, right? Isn't that the way it was taught? Jonah and the whale. And so here we see that God spoke to Jonah. Jonah's a prophet. Okay? Jonah has been called of God. He's been chosen of God. And his life profession is to prophesy the word of the Lord to the people. And so God speaks to Jonah. And he just... It's like God's pouring out his heart to Jonah about Nineveh. And it's like there's pain in God's heart. As he said, their wickedness has come up before me. And Jonah, here's what I want you to do. You go and prophesy against that city. Here's the word of the Lord. How many are just seeking God for the word of the Lord?
Amen.
Well, here's Jonah, and he's in tune with God. And so God's speaking to him. Here's the word of the Lord coming to Jonah. And Jonah's been commissioned to go to this great city, Nineveh. And Nineveh is about 600 miles from where Jonah is. West, 600 miles west. And, of course, you know, as you're waiting for God, all he has to do is speak and you're going to do it, right? Well, what does Jonah do? He does just the opposite. He goes to find a ship or an airplane or a whatever, heading in the opposite direction. And he was going to Tarshish, which is about 1,600 miles in the opposite direction. Mm-hmm. And it says that he went down. Now, anytime you go away from God, as you study the scriptures, it says it's going down. And so here's Jonah, and he gets in his ship to Tarshish. And so God's not really pleased with his disobedience. And so Jonah, he goes to sleep in his ship. And God sends a storm, and the storm gets things rocking. Anybody ever been in a storm and things have been rocking? And anyways, the sailors, they are crying out to their gods, little g, mm-hmm. they're crying out to their gods and for help. Well, their gods are of wood or stone or whatever, mm-hmm. and they have stone ears, and you know, they can't help them much. Mm-hmm. And so finally they begin to throw stuff overboard. I think maybe that was, you know, here's the sea is waiting for their stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, that might have been the beginning of storage buildings. Yep. So they begin to store their stuff in the sea. all their stuff now. You know, their supplies, whatever, that they thought they just couldn't do without for this journey, it went overboard. Well, that didn't help any. So they're rowing. And that don't help any. It just gets them going the other way, wears themselves out. So finally they look for this passenger. Mm-hmm. And he's sleeping. And so they said, what's going on here? What's happening? And he says, I'm a Hebrew. Mm-hmm. And this is from God. Mm-hmm. And they said, well, you pray to your God then. Mm-hmm. If you're a Hebrew, you pray to your God.
Yes.
Well, that makes sense, right?
Amen.
And Jonah says, well, this is why it's happening. Because I'm running from God and the storm is directed at me. Mm-hmm. Now we know, here's Jonah, he's a man of God, he hears from God, he's got the heart of God. Now, all he has to do is what? Repent. And what does he do? Just the opposite. It's like Jonah's here and he says, I'd rather die than repent. Right?
Yep.
He said, throw me over. Throw me into the sea. Mm-hmm. And the sailors, they don't like that idea. And so they tried rowing, whatever. Didn't work. And so finally, they come to God, and he said, God, don't hold this against us. Don't hold this against us. Mm-hmm. So they picked him up, heave-ho, throw Jonah into the sea. And guess what? The storm stopped.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the storm stopped for the ship. Meanwhile, Jonah is with the fishes. Mm-hmm. You know the mafia saying, he sleeps with the fishes. Well, here's Jonah, and he's thrown over, and God sends a rescue boat in the form of a big fish.
Amen.
And the fish gobbles him up.
Yes.
You talk about out of the frying pan into the fire.
Mm.
He's thrown into the sea and a big fish comes along and has him for dinner. And so Jonah is in the belly of the whale, the big fish. And it says that seaweeds was wrapped around him. And all of the acids and stuff inside of the fish was beginning to work on him, to digest him. And a miracle that he doesn't just die in there, but God preserves him inside there. And so here's Jonah, and he's like the prodigal son. Finally, he came to himself. And we see that picture 3 days and three nights. I don't know how he told the difference. I imagine it was very dark in there. And so anyway, 3 days and three nights in the belly of the whale. And it's also a picture of Jesus being buried 3 days and three nights. It's a prophetic looking ahead about the Messiah. And so he's in there 3 days and three nights. And it says that he cried out to God from the belly of hell.
Yeah.
And he cried out to God. And he repented. Finally. Repented before God. And so God's got remote control on this whale. And so he steered him to dry land.
Yes.
Now, I have no idea how this works. How far this fish could swim in 3 days. Or how close he could get to Nineveh. You know, we'd like to think that it happened, everything just clicked. But anyways, fish come up, the whale beached, had a hiccup, out come Jonah.
Yep.
And so here's Jonah, and he's not a pretty sight. He's probably got scars, wounds, stinks, and he's probably not a happy camper. But what's the options? So maybe he's mellowed somewhat. And it's like Jonah, I finally got through that.
Wow.
I think I'll just retire. That's enough. That's enough. And here comes the word of the Lord. The second time, it's like a rerun. Jonah, I haven't changed my mind. It's time to go to Nineveh and cry out against this city.
Yes.
And so we know the story that, and like I said, I don't know how long it took him to get from the ocean to Nineveh. I imagine there was some period of time there, you know, but finally he gets to Nineveh and he begins to cry out against the cities. Just like God said, now he's obedient. And I imagine he's stirred up too. Because he didn't want to go to Nineveh because he wanted judgment.
Yeah.
He said, God, they're evil. Just kill them. Just destroy them. They deserve it. So he goes to Nineveh and he starts, whether he's walking up the street or went to the square or whatever, and he says, 40 days! 40 days and you're going to be destroyed. 40 days! And it says that the king of Nineveh's heart was touched. And he proclaimed, the king and the people's heart was all touched, and he proclaimed a fast. He went in sackcloth and ashes, and he proclaimed this fast. They was in repentance. And the Bible says, very interesting, it didn't say that God heard them. It said that God saw their works. They were serious. It wasn't just gonna say it, but they're going to act on it. You know, we're to be doers of the word and not hearers only. And so here's this wicked city, and they've repented before God, and they got serious with God. Every person in that city could not eat or drink. They couldn't feed the animals. No puppy chow, no meow meow, nothing. Now, do you believe that God heard that? Have you ever heard cows when your power goes off and you can't get them feed for a few hours or water? They are protesting. You hear this mooing and this lowing of the animals. So can you imagine? Here's the people, and they're crying out to God. And the animals, they joined in the chorus. Yep. And God saw their works. And so, we look at this picture of Jonah and Nineveh. Mm-hmm. You know, Nineveh was full of wicked people. I mean, wicked, wicked, wicked. And very last place that Jonah wanted to go. It was probably like, how about Hawaii, God? Or, you know, somewhere, anywhere, Alaska? Africa? But not Nineveh. But God wanted him to go to Nineveh. And has God ever spoken to you and said, I want you to go here or there to this person? And it's like, God, what'll I say? God, they'll probably mock me, ridicule me, beat me down, turn me off, whatever. God, anything but. And you know, the person could be one of your family. Mm-hmm. It could be a complete stranger. Mm-hmm. Whatever. And God says, go. You know, it's probably or it may be something that's out of your comfort zone. Mm-hmm. How many like to stay in your comfort zone? Mm-hmm. But God likes to move us out of our comfort zone. Amen. And, you know, it may be something, you know, or go somewhere or do something that you swore you'd never do that. Mm-hmm. It may be, you know, extending forgiveness to someone.
Sorry.
Maybe they deeply wronged you. Mm-hmm. And God's saying, I want you to go and make it right. Every individual, each one of us is different. You know, we might say, well, I'll go to your Nineveh. You can go to mine. But we're all different. And, you know, we've been raised different. We got a lot of things in us that we're different. We react different to things. But we're unique.
Yes.
And so God wants to use us all. Not just this person or that person, but God wants to use us all. And, you know, throughout the Bible, God uses strange or uncommon people to do things. You know, it's like, you know, God, you could have chosen this person or that person, and you chose this one. But that's God. He knows. Amen. Hallelujah. So each one of us has our own set of flaws. Let's be honest. Insecurities and things that scare us. But if we truly trust God and allow ourselves to be used, God will use us. Because He'll get the glory. And Him alone will get the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. So, here's Jonah. And he preached 40 days. Nineveh is going to be destroyed. It was like Jonah, the first time around, had his mind made up. God, if I go, they're going to stone me. They're going to hang me. They're going to beat me. They're going to torture me. They're going to kill me. But it's like, here's Jonah, and he starts to prophesy against Nineveh. And they've done none of those things. Because God had already gone before and prepared their hearts. So instead of doing all this evil stuff, they got right with God. They got serious with God. Amen? Hallelujah. And the Bible says that, you know, there was, it says 3 days. And some people believe there was 3 cities there and a day for each city. Don't know. But Nineveh was the capital, the largest city, the most elegant and beautiful city that Jonah was to focus on, to cry against. And 120,000 people give their heart to the Lord. That's a pretty good revival. Amen. That's the kind we're looking for. Glory to God. Don't you think it's impossible? All things are possible with God.
Amen.
Now, I'm not sure how we're going to get 120,000 in here. I haven't figured that out. But you know what? If God brings 120,000 people, I'm sure He's able to expand these walls,
Amen.
Push them out,
Amen.
And make room for them. At least 120,000. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God's good, amen? Hallelujah. But one of the things, wherever God calls us to go, whatever He calls us to do, we won't be going alone. God said He'd never leave us. He wouldn't forsake us, but He would always be there for us. Hallelujah. And we think, well, Jonah, didn't you know that? He'll be there for us all the time. So we see that, you know, here's God, and God's with Jonah, and he's in this thing, and we see that the hearts of the people are just melted, just like wax. Their hearts melted at the word of the Lord in season. Awesome. That's revival.
Yes.
That's true revival. Hallelujah. So the title of the message is, what's your Nineveh?
Mm-hmm.
What's your Nineveh? You know, whatever your Nineveh is, or my Nineveh is, be encouraged by the words from the book of Joshua. Joshua 1:9. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go.
Amen.
In other words, fear not.
For I'm with you.
Don't be discouraged. Don't be cast down. Know that God is with you. Hallelujah. Now how many is ready to hear from God? Okay, well, we'll get to that. But the Bible says that Jonah ran from the presence of God. Wonder how many times he ran to God, but this time he ran from God. Boy, does that ever sound familiar? How many times have we run to God? And yet, could there be times when we run from God? When we don't like the work assignment? Maybe thought if you ran far enough from the Lord that he'd just lose track of them, you know, and decide to get someone else to take his place. That makes sense. Surely, God, you can find somebody else. You got a lot of people. You got people more qualified than me for this job, right? Didn't work that way. Sorry, can't get out of it that easy. Romans 11:29. Well, maybe God's already speaking and saying something about your Nineveh. Mm-hmm. Romans 11:29 says, "For the gifts and calling of God are without repentance." Mm-hmm. So whatever God's called you to do, he hasn't changed his mind. He hasn't forgot about it. Isn't it interesting that Jonah found a ship going where he wanted to go? Whenever we don't want to obey, we can always find a ship headed for Tarshish. The devil has his fleet, and a new ship sails for Tarshish every hour on the hour, 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Yes. You can find a ship going where you want to go. Here's the point. Whenever the word of the Lord comes to us, it demands a response. Yes. The word of the Lord came to Jonah a second time. Go to the great city of Nineveh and proclaim the message I give you. So in these words we see grace, mm-hmm, and a warning. Grace because the word of the Lord comes a second time. How many like second chances?
Yes.
Yeah. A warning because God's will has not been changed by Jonah's delay. So Jonah, in Jonah 3:4 says, 40 more days and Nineveh will be overturned. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm sure Jonah would have rather gone in with something more loving. Something that would tickle their ears, right? Mm-hmm. Let's just ease into this. And God said, no, here's what you're to do. When we do it God's way, it works. Mm-hmm. A lot of times we just sort of twist things a little bit and God says, do it this way and it'll work. But Jonah done it God's way. And so here's this negative message. And so we wouldn't expect this negative message to affect the people, but it worked. Hallelujah. The entire city, and there was like 120,000 men, so there's possibly 600,000 people or so in that city, from the king on down, the whole city repents and turns to God. Over 500,000 people come to God just like that. At the word of the Lord.
Amen.
How many want to speak the word of the Lord?
Amen.
How many want to see 500,000 people come?
Yes.
Just by our obedience to God. Isn't that cool? Well, I got news for you. They come one at a time.
That's right.
So when we speak the word that God gives us, they'll come.
Mm-hmm.
They'll come. We'll see it. We'll see them come. Hallelujah. So, here's God, and he sees the people's true repentance, and so he changes his mind. Prayer changes things.
Yep.
Come on. And so God had said 40 days and this city's history.
Yep.
But God saw their hearts and he changed his mind.
Amen.
Isn't that something to think that God's mind can be changed? Jonah has two problems. On the surface, his problem is that he has no heart for the people of Nineveh. But his real problem is something deeper. He has no room for God who does. See, God wants to save them.
Mm-hmm.
Jonah's real problem is God. His God is too small, so Jonah's heart's too small. God's greatest problem is not the sinner out there. God's greatest problem is the saint in here.
Amen.
We're a lot more like Jonah than we'd like to admit. It's easy to look and say, well, this, that guy. But how about when we put ourselves in Jonah's shoes and we see that we're like him? I'm sure that most of us have taken a ship to Tarshish one time or another.
Amen.
We all know what it means to run the other way. How many's ever run from God? Yeah. The book of Jonah is really about, well, there's several different things in there, but there's three things that we can look at. One part's about Jonah. One part is about Nineveh. But the big part is about God. So we learn more about God than anything else. When we get to the end of the book, we discover that's why the book was written. In the first place, it's about God.
Yeah.
It's about the mercy and the grace of God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. See, Nineveh was a wicked city.
Mm-hmm.
They've found some documentation, some scrolls, whatever, that was written about the history, the culture of Nineveh at the time. And they were known for cruelty. Cruelty that even though we have been desensitized to whatever, we would consider this pretty cruel. Their specialty was brutality. When their armies captured a city or a country, unspeakable atrocities would occur. Things like skinning people alive, decapitation, mutilation, ripping out their tongues, making a pyramid of human heads, piercing the chin with a rope, and forcing prisoners to live in kennels like dogs. That's pretty cruel. But God still loves Nineveh. So where's Nineveh today? See, Nineveh is not just a place. Nineveh is a symbol for the gathering together of the people of the world. Wherever you find people, there you find Nineveh in all its splendor and power and glory and greed and brutality and evil. It's all there mixed together. The good, the bad, the light, the darkness. If you look around you, you live in Nineveh. You work in Nineveh. All your life is lived in and around that great city. No one can escape it. But God still loves Nineveh. Sometimes we see only the evil and think God must hate this city. No, God loves this city and these people. Nothing they can do will make him stop loving them. He sees all the sin. Not the tiniest bit of sin escapes God. But he still doesn't turn his back on them. His heart of love is always there. Always, always wanting to just give mercy and give grace. Amen. Hallelujah. And God still wants his children. How many are a child of God? God still wants his children to go to Nineveh. Yes. Wherever people gather, you're going to find crime, drugs, prostitution, hatred, class warfare, greed, murder, broken lives, broken homes, and broken dreams. The people need us there. Yes. And God needs us to go there. God's still willing to do whatever it takes to get you to Nineveh. God won't force you to go to Nineveh, but he'll make your life miserable until you decide to go on your own. Is your ship rocking yet? The world's full of Ninevehs today, and God's still looking for someone to go down there. But Nineveh is even more personal than that. It stands for the place that only you can go. Mm-hmm. The person only you can reach.
Yes.
The opportunity only you can fill. So the message in Jonah is about ignoring God's will and avoiding unpleasant tasks. Mm-hmm. Or perhaps fleeing from your responsibilities. Mm-hmm. You've got a Nineveh in your life right now.
Yep.
It might be a friend where you work. It might be the group you hang around with.
Mm-hmm.
It might be your neighbors down the street. Or it might be the women in the hair salon. Or the guys on your bowling team. Who knows? Your Nineveh might be your husband or wife. Or even your grown-up children.
Mm-hmm.
Your Nineveh might be a new job in a new city. Or a home on a new street. Nineveh ultimately stands for any part of the will of God that you're afraid to face.
Yep.
You're afraid to go, but God wants you there. You're afraid to speak up, but there are people who need to hear what you have to say. You're afraid to make a move, but God says, trust me.
Mm-hmm.
Nineveh is calling you today. What will you do about it? God wants you in Nineveh, but you don't want to go. You'd rather go to Tarshish. Fine, but watch out for that great fish.
<That's right.
laughs> The world's evil and mean. Somebody say amen.
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 Would you speak up anyway?
Yes.
People are cruel. Will you tell them about God's love?
Yes.
You say, I don't want to go.
Mm-hmm.
God says, fine, I'll make you willing to go. Mm-hmm. How many have heard from God to go to Nineveh and rejected it, rebelled against it? And when you think back, you say, yeah, I did. How many are saying, God, I want to hear again? I want to hear again. See, when we're serious with God, when we say, God, I blew it. I let you down. I didn't trust you. See, it's not about us. It's about trusting God. Mm-hmm. When we go to Nineveh. See, when we get serious with God, when we repent before God, get on our face before God, and say, God, how many have been crying out, God, I want to hear your voice? Mm-hmm. Did you go to Nineveh? Mm-hmm. When he spoke to you? Mm-hmm. Or did we say, I want to hear something else? Is there a plan B, God? So if there was a time when God says, go to Nineveh, whatever that was, and we got on the ship, it wasn't a good ship, Lollipop, but it was a ship to Tarshish, and we went down from the presence of God. You know, when we're in the will of God, it's like, God's right there with us. And we're right up here with God. And when we leave the presence of God, for whatever reason, we go down. Hallelujah. Well, God is calling us. Matthew 28:19-20. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age.
Amen.
God's going to be with us as we step out in faith. It's a faith walk. Come on, when we're going to Nineveh, it's a faith walk. It's like, God, I don't see how this is going to work out. It just don't make sense, God. This is like going into the enemy's camp. But God, I'm trusting you. I'm trusting you as I am obedient and go into Nineveh, whatever that is. And Nineveh's going to be something different for everybody here. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the book of Jonah. God, you're an awesome God. Father, we ask you to forgive us, Father. God, when we make you small, Father. God, when we don't trust you in everything, Father. God, when we run away from things, Father. God, forgive us, Father. Forgive us for not being obedient to you, Lord. God, we want to be like the people at Nineveh, from the king on down, Father. God, when they just got serious with you, God. God, we see that revival came, Father. God, as your mercy, your grace was poured out, Lord God. God, you poured that out at the cross. Mm-hmm. Father, we thank you for it.
We thank you that we're your children, Father. We thank you that you've called and chosen each one of us, Father. God, we want to do your will, Father. God, we pray your kingdom come and your will be done, Father. God, we want to be serious, Father. God, we never want to run from you, Father. We want to run to you, Father. God, we know with your arms wide open, Father, God, you're going to be there for us, Father. God, and if you be for us, who or what can be against us, Father? God, we just love you and we praise you, Father. So God, this week, Father, God, as we seek you, Father, God, as we focus on you, Father, not our problems, not our situations, not the world, but Father, when we focus on you, God, God, we know, Father, that if we missed that call to Nineveh, God, that your gifts and callings are without repentance. So, Father, we ask, Lord God, you speak to us again. Father, we don't want to miss you, Father. God, we want to be like Jesus when he said, I must be about my Father's business. Father, may we just carry your love, Father, wherever we go, wherever you send us, Lord God. God, let your kingdom come and your will be done, Father. God, we give you glory. We give you praise, Father. You're awesome, God. Nothing too hard for you, Father. Nothing too difficult for you, Lord God. God, we love you. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you for everyone that came out, Lord God. God, I just bless your people this day, Father. God, with your love, with your peace. God, with everything that you are, Father, I just bless them, Father. In the name of Jesus. Father, just keep everyone in the hollow of your hand, Father. Bring us back again next week, Lord God. God, just to commune with you, Father. God, we give you all the glory and the praise in Jesus' name. And everyone said,
Amen.
Be blessed.